Well, good evening, and welcome to our Wednesday night at home here at Dothan First. Mm-hmm. We're so glad that you're choosing to worship with us this evening. And listen, we want you to know we're praying with you, especially during this storm, and praying that everybody's doing okay, that everybody's safe. Of course, those that are in the pathway of this storm, we're also praying God's grace over them. I know that Convoy of Hope is already prepared and ready to be on the ground as soon as they can, and we're partnering with them to be able to see all of those who've been affected get the relief that they need. But friends, we love you, and we want you to be safe. Please let us know if something dramatic has happened there as it relates to the storms. We want to make sure that you're safe and sound and that you're okay. But hey, listen, today we're going to dig into the Word of God in just a few minutes, but we got a couple of things as it relates to the official comeback that we had this last Sunday, and now we're back in session. I love it.
It was so great to see everybody on Sunday, just to be able to see their faces with the masks, but you can smile with your eyes and do the fist bump, air fist bump. It was just so awesome, and we had a great day in our nursery ministries with as well as our kids ministry.
It was awesome.
A fun day, and those babies made me happy just watching them come in through the lobby. I was so giddy seeing them, and just great to have everybody back.
So fun to be able to have the whole family back together again. And as you know, we are on the comeback, and we're continuing that process, and we'll give you consistent updates. But there's one thing that's coming back that we've been waiting on since March, or at least my wife has been waiting on since March, and that is the coffee comeback.
The coffee is coming back. So everybody rejoice with me, because, I mean, you have to have coffee. If we're going to really listen to your sermon and get something out of it, we need a good cup of coffee.
Now, does that mean that you have to have something to boost your
ability?
Well,
some days you
to...
just can't get enough of coffee, so you have to have a Dothan First coffee.
That's right,
so
the best
we are
coffee.
Going to have that available for you guys to enjoy and to fellowship with that. And we are excited.
Yeah, so the coffee stations are going to be open again, and they'll be available for individual use. We're not going to have anyone specifically serving you the coffee, but if you'll note that there are hand sanitizers right next to those coffee stations, if you just simply use that right before you grab your cup and pour yourself a cup, we would sure appreciate that. And again, we're doing the masks, and in the lobby, we're just having you walk through the lobby and come straight into the sanctuary, and again, dismissing by rows on the way out. Well, listen, we continue to do paperless here at Dothan First. We've got a number of ways you can connect with us. Of course, social media, which many of you are joining with us right now via social media. We're grateful for it and grateful for the technology. So on Sundays, as you're walking in, you can have access to that YouVersion app of the Bible, and our sermon notes will be right there, ready and available. And as always, we also have the paperless online connections in the ways to give. We always worship on the way out with our giving boxes here. However, we have a couple of extra ways that you can give. And of course, one of them is by snail mail. You can send it directly here to our building, as well as the other ways is the Secure Vision Giving app that you can download, or you can text to give. And any of those ways, we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to worship in your giving. Hey, listen, another way real quick that we want to mention is our online connection through our, not only our social media, but we have our emails that we send out with our bulletins. We have access to all the events taking place here at Dothan First on our website. And you can text the word D1 text to the number 84576. And that'll give you access to signing up for things like the Grow Track, which we're getting ready to relaunch. baby dedication or child dedication, baptisms, all kinds of ways that we want to make accessible to you. Now, we did an outreach, and we're in the process of getting that information to our, or all the products to our teachers. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for those who gave towards our teacher blessing outreach. They are going to be so blessed, and that's what we did it for, to just kind of help them, as we know that this year has been way different than any other year that they've had to teach. Teaching is hard enough with the pay that they get, and they pour into our kids each and every day. But this year is even harder because of the virtual, because of having to mask, and just all the protocols that they're having to go through. It's just the stress. And so we just wanted to do a little happy basket for them and put together something for them from us, their church family. And so thank you so much for giving towards that, whether you did the items that were listed or you donated money. Thank you so much. It is going to go for a good cause to make sure that our teachers have what they need. And just to say, hey, we are praying for you.
Yeah.
We love you. And I do want to remind you, church, that throughout your week to pray for our teachers, pray for them. Yes, pray for our students too, because it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But our teachers are wearing the bulk of the stress. And I just want to say, pray for them.
Yeah.
Just pray for them that God would just help them through this, that they would have strength. And not just right now, but what would be an awesome thing is if you could encourage them throughout the year with a note, a letter, or if you want to drop off any of those supplies throughout the year, we will make sure that our teachers get those to kind of replenish what we've are already given them. But thank you so much for your heart to give and love on our teachers.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that our teachers often receive is emails or phone calls when their students aren't doing well, or something bad has happened, or the parent doesn't like the way or method or whatever that they're teaching. It's a rare occasion that they get phone calls, emails, or letters that are just simply thank you notes.
Yeah.
And we feel like as the church, we could be that voice of encouragement. And listen, I know that a lot of students right now, of course, our school, most every school in this area has been closed over these days just because of the storms. Yep. But we also have students that are carrying a lot of weight emotionally during this time. And that's why this Sunday, once again, we're having a welcome back party for all of our students
and kids.
And our kids. They're going to have a great time, elementary age, with Pastors Josh and Natalie. They're going to have such a great time with them. And the Sunday, September 27th, we have our Swimsuit Sunday.
Yes.
And Swimsuit Sunday is a day where we're going to have an outdoor fun event and activities for the kids. For our elementary age students, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
So just be aware of those things, parents. And we're so delighted that we get to come back into a lot of this. And we're going to keep coming back. There's a lot of things that we still have to reopen. And we've already laid out a lot of strategy to get those things open in the next few weeks, the next few months, and even before the end of the year. So we can't wait to unfold the strategy that we've mapped out for you. Well, hey, we enough talk about the preliminaries. Let's get to the Word of God tonight. You know, one of the things that often we mention here at Dothan First is loving God and loving people. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, most every problem we face in life is a people problem.
Yeah.
And we live in a world that is flawed. And
Absolutely.
We as humans are flawed. There was only one perfect person, and that was Jesus himself.
Yeah.
Therefore, it gives us opportunity to practice loving others every time someone hurts us.
Yeah.
Or someone offends us, or someone wounds us. As a matter of fact, Jesus taught us how to do this while he was on the cross. With his arms outstretched, you know, many times I've said it like this, when he was stretching his arms out, he was saying, "This is how much I love you. I love you this much." And he stretched out his arms wide and gave his life for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, that oftentimes we overlook those strategic words that Jesus spoke from the cross where he saw those that accused him falsely and those that nailed him to the cross. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I want to say for you right now, you have the opportunity to be most like Christ when you choose to forgive.
Yeah, and that's right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, my wife is just bringing us as a staff through an amazing book that I know we're going to be able together, hopefully all of us, to go through in the very near future.
Yes, and I'm very excited about it. We've, like you said, we've been going through it as a staff, and it's Freedom, the curriculum Freedom, and we are excited about when we can launch that in probably 2021. No, definitely 2021. We just don't know the exact date yet, but we're excited. But yes, we've been going through it as a staff, and our lesson today was actually on forgiveness.
Yeah.
And what I shared with the staff today is, like, we know those of us who've been walking with the Lord for a long time and those who know the word, we know that we are supposed to forgive as Christ forgave us.
Yeah.
The problem is we don't always do it.
Right. That's right.
And so that holds us back.
Yeah.
It puts a wall. We think we're putting a wall up by when somebody hurts us or offends us, because Jesus did say, he promised us, but we will be offended. There will be opportunity in this world for us to be offended.
Yeah.
So he gave us that warning. It's not like we're going to be walking around in a field of tulips all day and everybody that just rubs us the right way.
Yeah.
People will offend. I mean, we can offend each other.
That's true.
I mean, even people who love each other. Actually, the people who love each other probably can probably offend a little bit even deeper, because there's that openness to love. But we can put walls in our heart all day long to thinking that we can protect ourselves from those who have offended us, or those who we're going to make them pay for how they hurt us. But what that does to us in our heart when we put those walls up, you may be protecting yourself from the bad stuff to happen, but you're also protecting yourself from the good stuff, from the flow of the Holy Spirit in
That's
your
right.
heart. So it's one thing to say, I know I'm supposed to forgive. It's another thing to walk out forgiveness.
Yeah, vulnerability is so important in relationships. If you wall yourself in too far, listen, we've been all struggling with isolation during this season, and it's lonely. Mm-hmm. That isolation often can cause depression. And if we don't spend time learning to be vulnerable with who we're connected to, and especially with the Lord during seasons like this, we will lose the ability to love others. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness, I've said many times, is like you drinking poison expecting someone else to die from it.
Right.
When we don't forgive others, we lock ourselves in a jail cell, and we're literally holding on to the key called forgiveness. And so we want to talk a little bit about that biblically and spiritually and just give you some insight into some things that we feel might be helpful. Let me just give you some reasons why it's hard to forgive. Yeah. It's most often because people misunderstand what forgiveness actually is.
Right.
They don't define it properly. Here's the ways that some people define it. They think forgiveness is minimizing their offense, acting like it didn't happen, or acting like it really didn't hurt. Friends, when you're hurt, it hurts, period. And you need to come to grips with that. Psychologically, that's important, and biblically, that's okay. Also, forgiveness is not forgetting what happened. You know, they say forgive and forget. But only God can actually do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to remember what happened, but remember it through the filter of your own forgiveness. The last one is forgiveness is not always reconciliation.
Right.
Friends, we presume that we always have to be best buddies with that person that we've forgiven. Well, what if the person that we've been hurt by wants to keep hurting us? Does that then open us up as a target? Well, no. What we should then do is follow the word of God, right, that says, as far as it be with you, be at peace with all men. Mm-hmm. As far as it is with you, do all you can. But reconciliation requires them to come back and give repentance, right? A true heart of repentance. Mm-hmm. Reconciliation also sometimes requires restitution, right? If you steal from somebody, you need to pay them back. And then finally, to rebuild that trust, there has to be a place that they are proving truly that they're repentant by their actions, right? Don't just say it with your words. Say it with your actions. Right. And so we have to learn how to understand and define what real forgiveness actually is.
Right. Right. And one thing I think, too, that we struggle with forgiveness is because we think we can't really do it. Because we think we have to feel like we are forgiving.
Yeah.
And that's not true. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is a choice.
Yes.
And we have to choose to say, I forgive this person, I forgive them for this, and I forgive them for not doing this. And we have to just have a check in our hearts, because you choose and then the feelings will follow. And
yeah.
It's like I shared this morning with the staff, not always, your feelings may not always follow right away. It always helps to just even say out loud, Lord, I forgive them.
Yeah.
I forgive them because I know that's what you asked me to do. And I know that you have forgiven me.
That's right.
Of what I have done.
Yeah.
And so just remember that forgiveness does not mean that you're going to feel butterflies towards this person, that it's a choice that you are making because it's what the Word of God tells us to do. And it you may still feel these yucky feelings towards that person, but it opens your heart up to what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life because
yeah.
you're walking in obedience to the Word.
In Matthew 18, there's a principle that's given as it relates to forgiveness. And he said, how often should I forgive? And he said, you know, 7 times? And then Jesus comes back in that parable in Matthew 18 to say 70 times 7 or 490 times a day. That's every 3 minutes. What he was saying was keep forgiving and keep forgiving and keep forgiving. Open your heart to God's forgiveness. And here's what the Bible says. He says, with the measure you choose
right.
to use to forgive,
right.
that same measure is going to be measured back to you. How many of you know, hey, I want God's forgiveness fully.
Right.
I want full measure of forgiveness when it comes to my sin, my flaws, my errors, my mistakes. I want God to forgive fully. And in doing so, I then need to learn how to forgive others the way that God has forgiven me.
Right.
And so today, as we go through this, I just want to give you just a few ideas about what we need for God to help us.
Yes.
One of the things that he talks about, God speaks to us through the Apostle Paul, is he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Do you know we need God's grace every day
Absolutely.
To learn to forgive?
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's times I don't really want to forgive.
Right.
I don't want to tell you, a little secret on myself, but I'm going to be vulnerable and say there are times where I don't like it or want to. Like Michelle said, that we don't feel like it. But if we lean into God's grace and remember how much we've been forgiven,
right.
God's grace then becomes sufficient
That's
for
right.
us.
He will give us the strength to do it.
Yeah.
Because, Jesus doesn't just suggest. He commands us to
yeah.
do it. And you know what, guys? As hard as it is to forgive and to walk in forgiveness when someone has hurt you deeply, has betrayed you, or has rejected you, as hard as that is, Jesus would have never told us that to do it if he wouldn't have promised us that he would help us do it
That's
if it
right.
was impossible. Because I can tell you, there's been things and situations in my life that I'm like, there it is impossible. There is no way I could ever forgive that person. And then, but yet Jesus tells me to do it over and over and over and over. Even the pray for your enemies.
Yeah.
Pray for your enemies. That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard. But he would have never told us to do it if it was impossible.
That's right. Isaiah 43, 25 says it like this, I alone will blot out your sins,
yeah.
and I will never think of them again. That's the way God chooses to forgive each and every one of us. So if you've been betrayed, or if you've had false accusations made against you, or if you've been rejected or abused or humiliated, do you know that Jesus actually dealt with all of those? Yeah. When he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he had to walk through all of that grief, knowing what was taking place, knowing that he was being falsely accused and betrayed, knowing that he was being rejected and abused and suffering humiliation. Do you know, he even said to the Father, if this cup could pass from me, this cup where I have to forgive all these sins, please let it be so. But not my will, but yours be done. And that is the prayer that each one of us needs to pray as we walk through this process called forgiveness. Yeah. And I would say, as we do it, we need to see the person through the eyes of Jesus. Yes. We need to look through the eyes of Christ. Do you know, God sees people a different way than we see them. Mm-hmm. We see them flawed. Jesus sees them forgiven.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think another thing for us to focus on as we are trying to walk through offense is that recognize our own imperfections.
Yeah.
You know, so many times we want to forget what all Jesus has done for us and feel like, make us feel like we've got it all together. But be humble and say, hey, look how much I have been forgiven.
That's right.
Who am I to withhold forgiveness from someone
yeah.
that God has called me to forgive? And the other thing is to focus on the real enemy. This is a big key.
Yes.
We always want to put a face on the hurt, the pain, the bitterness. We want to put a face on it. But our real enemy is Satan.
Yeah.
The real enemy is to get us to fall into that trap of unforgiveness and bitterness, and it's bondage.
Yeah.
But the real enemy is Satan, not that person. And we've got to remember to focus on that and pray towards that. The other thing is to receive the love of God, to truly receive the love of God in every area of your life. I mean, we can say we love God. We can counsel people that God loves them, and how much God loves us. But are we really walking out as children of God in his love?
Yeah.
Because if we had that real understanding, now I realize that we are humans, and so we really can't fathom the love of God and how grand and how big the love of God is. But the word tells us that even when we were in the midst of our sin, in the midst of in our rejection of him, in the midst of our not acknowledging who he is, he died for us.
That's right.
He made a way for us. And that, to me, is like just mind-blowing. But also, to receive that love for us will help us to truly love other people, even those who have hurt us. Because if we haven't received the love of God fully, then we can't love fully like he loves us.
That's right. 1 Peter 5:8 says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking those he may devour, right? He wants to kill, steal, and to destroy you at every turn. He wants to let that root of bitterness grow deep inside of you so that you will continue to feel rejected, and then you'll reject others by putting up walls to keep them out as a barrier to try to keep from getting connected to others and really opening up your heart to really loving others the way God does. Do you know it says then in 1 John 4, this is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Friends, forgiveness is truly an action.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we have to be conscious of that. Like it's not our feelings.
Right.
It's a conscious action that we have to do, and it's a choice. And just want to encourage you, if you tonight are listening and you are walking through a hard time, maybe something happened to you when you were a child. Maybe something happened to you today.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, don't let the enemy get a foothold if it happened today or even this week. Get on your knees and ask the Lord to help you and to release that and to forgive them. But if you are walking through something that's that unforgiveness that is holding you back from being everything that God has called you to be, I just want to
encourage you, as hard as it is to pray for the person who offended you. Mm. I know that is a challenge. Yeah. And don't just pray, God, get them, or God, show them how they were wrong. Truly pray for them. And the second thing, which I think kind of it goes hand in hand, is to bless the people who offended you.
Yeah.
Bless the people who have hurt you. And you may not, again, feel that in the core of who you are, but even speaking it out loud,
that's right,
is powerful. I bless so-and-so. Lord, help them to know who you are, and you get all the glory for their successes, their blessings, for their health. Bring it back to the Lord. You want the Lord to have glory in all of this.
That's right.
And so bless and pray for those who have offended you. And the last one is to do good to those who have hurt you.
Do good.
And you may not be in a situation where you can actually do something or serve them, but you can not talk bad about them or not gossip about them and tell them how bad of a person they were or are because they hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So do good to those who have hurt you. It's a challenge, I know, but Jesus has given us everything that we need to do this, I promise.
Yeah.
Like we said at the beginning, this forgiving someone is not saying they did not do anything to hurt you. It is not taking away the pain that you have walked through.
That's right.
But it is going to free you to the next level of what God wants to do in your life. It's victory for you as you forgive.
That's right. Romans chapter 12, verse 14 says, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. And tonight, as we close out our time together, I think we ought to just pray a prayer of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. That those who have hurt us, those that have offended us, those who have wounded us, that first and foremost, we can have a heart of healing. We need our hearts healed first before we can help see others' hearts healed. I've said it often that, you know, if we were to go into the ER at one of the hospitals here, what good would it be if those medical staff were all sick and so sick that they couldn't help? They need to be healthy first before they can help others. And so too, we as the body of Christ, as believers in Jesus, we need to pray, God, forgive us, heal us, and then Lord, help us to see forgiveness take place among those who have offended and hurt us. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be just good if we could together take time to pray. Let's do that together. Could we just bow our hearts together in prayer? Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight, and we know there's so much happening in our world and so many opportunities in a flawed and broken world for us to get hurt and offended. But Lord, you called us like dead men walking. We are truly dead to the old way of life, and we are living a new life in Christ. So God, I pray that we would put to death all those things that are selfish and self-motivated and self-centered. And Lord, forgive us when we've held on to that unforgiveness against others. Yeah. Lord, we want your full measure of forgiveness. So Lord, first, we must have our sins forgiven, and then we must forgive others. Help us, Lord, to pray for those who hurt us and bless those who've offended us and wounded us.
Yes.
And Lord, tonight, I know that there's so many that are watching that have just battled. They've struggled for many years, maybe, with these wounds of the past. And I pray that you would just, Lord, wrap your arms of love around them. Let them know you're right there beside them.
Yeah.
And I pray that the healing, the Bible calls it the healing balm of Gilead, that there would be a healing balm, a salve that goes over their heart to bring quick and rapid healing to their brokenness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, friends, it's been a great night. I know we're praying that you're not flooded out right now and that these storms quickly pass, but we're praying the peace of God over you. Can we just release them with a blessing tonight? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and bring you peace. And may the Lord our God write his name on your heart and declare you're my child. No one can take you from my hand. And may you feel and sense the presence of God Almighty surrounding you, supporting you, and caring for you. And may you love others the way God yes. has loved you. Hey, we love you. We cannot wait to see you this Sunday. We're going to have a great time together. Yeah. God bless you, and have a Jesus-filled evening and a Jesus-filled rest of the week.